Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3 hasta agotar existencia. Selección varía por lugar.
All right, Jeff, one of the things I wanted to do here, because we don't usually talk to you on a Tuesday, is let listeners get an idea for how the sausage gets made on these Tomlin press conferences. And I think there's some myths out there and some conspiracy theories that fans have. I see them, like when Tomlin's talking live on the YouTube.
Are we going to do fact or fiction here about Tomlin pressers?
We can do some of that. Huh. Does Mike Tomlin know in advance what you guys are going to ask?
No. Does not. Does not ask. Does not probably care. He walks in normally about 20 seconds before it starts, and there's most times no conversation. It's just him looking ahead, waiting for the cue. Occasionally I'll make a joke of like, when's Bob going to shut up so we can get on with the show? But other than that, no, there's no conversation.
Has Mike's demeanor in these press conferences changed for the negative over the years? Was he previously more, not jovial, but more, I guess, convivial with you guys?
I think early
Donnie, is convivial hour coming up later?
Yeah,
at
well,
all?
Jeff's well,
doing
the
Jeff's going to do that.
Yeah,
at,
what hour is convivial hour?
11.
Thank you. Right after you're off the air.
Yes. I think early in the year, like the first one of training camp, he's kind of upbeat. In a decent mood. You know, he hasn't talked to us in a long time, and then it doesn't take long for him to get tired of us. I mean, he doesn't like... Well, I mean, what coach likes to do that? And Mike just wants to coach football. He doesn't like any of the other stuff.
So. The irony being he despises the media asking him questions and him having to answer. And yet, if there's anything anyone believes he'll do post-Steelers, it's collect about $18 million more per year to go work in the media. Which means every coach that he talks to in a production meeting should be openly hostile to him at that point.
Jeff,
sorry, I'm just on my soapbox today.
You really are.
Yeah. He was completely full of crap here because, like, I don't know. This isn't even a question about how the sausage is made. He's asked about Darius Slay and whether James Pierre has done enough to earn more playing time. Nah, Darius Slay will get his job back. Why? He sucks.
Veterans get their jobs back.
Why? Unless veterans they're Tommy Maddox, which obviously wasn't a Mike
decision.
Veterans
get their jobs back, especially veterans that he brought in get their jobs back.
Like, here's I guess, how the sausage is made. Why isn't there a question that follows up that answer that Slay will get his job back with just why does Darius
there was
Slay
a
get
question,
his job
like,
back?
A question, like someone else, one of the things that's annoying about a news conference like that from our perspective is, like, you follow-up sometimes don't get asked because somebody wants to jump in with their question. So there isn't the normal follow-up. So a couple questions later, there was a question about Pierre. But it wasn't right after because someone else had jumped
our
in.
Our very direct, blunt questions, for lack of a better word, discouraged in any way, tacitly or otherwise? Because I noticed that when, like, I'll use Ashley Liotis as an example, she often catches him seemingly flat-footed with questions that are very direct. Like this one was, what was it? Has Rodgers been cleared to play? And Mike, I would say to his credit, Jeff, answers them when they happen. I just don't hear a ton of them on most weeks when they could be asked.
I think so. I think there's two things at play there. I think one is sometimes people just ramble on with the question, which they shouldn't, and they do, and Ashley's question was right on. I mean, just get right at it. And I think another thing is if you give Mike Tomlin an out of a yes or no question, a lot of times he'll take it. So you try to think of a way to ask it to where he can't say yes or no.
Do you guys work together on that?
No.
So you guys don't, as reporters, like, game plan out how
No.
Okay, who's going to ask this question?
Because everyone's working at a different angle.
Now, there might be times before a news conference where we know what the questions are going to be, and then we'll kind of joke, like, who's going to shout over who to be able to get this question? Or you know that there's a sensitive one that you want to ask towards the end because there's other things you want to get in before you know his mood's going to turn. So it's you kind of wait, and then occasionally somebody will kind of jump in earlier.
Do reporters get a slap on the wrist if they ask a question Mike doesn't like? Not just in terms of like a terse answer, but do you guys hear back from the Steelers or Tomlin about something he didn't appreciate in a press conference setting?
I mean, no.
No?
No.
There's no feedback on that.
You'll know from his reaction. Like, it's not like a guess.
I mean, what kind of questions do you think he prefers?
Direct.
So he respects people who have the, I don't want to say guts because it's not that, but people who just cut right to the point.
I mean, he doesn't want opinionated questions. He wants, if you know what I'm saying.
Nuts and bolts.
The leading questions. Ask a question.
So he would have respected
it. He doesn't like the ones, and you guys know this because you listen to all of them. He doesn't like the ones that are leading in or speculating or trying to have him give a hypothetical answer.
So if he had been asked about this, like for example, just so I understand this right, he gets asked whether Slay will get his job back, and he says he will. If he had been immediately, if the follow-up had instantly been why, he would have respected that, even if it sounded almost challenging, just why Slay over Pierre.
Yeah.
Like, no exposition,
but
I think, no,
but if
like...
He thought, but if my take on that is, if he thought it was, like, questioning him as a coach, he might have given it a one-word answer.
He may have. It's unfortunate in that setting because Tomlin's best one-on-one. Because you can talk to him and you can ask the follow-ups and he has
you
an
mean
idea
off the
of where
record?
You're coming. No, no, no. Even
on, the
even on, but no one gets it.
Yeah, you can't
besides
do that.
Pomp, no one gets an opportunity.
We're going to talk about that.
Right. I mean, because he understands kind of the demeanor of where you're coming from when you have those settings. Or at an owner's meeting situation where there's a whole bunch of people around.
Yeah.
He's not in a controlled room. He's a lot better in those.
One of the things you hear a lot from Steelers fans is, and I'm sure you get it, Jeff, you guys don't ask enough tough questions.
Yep.
Why don't you guys go in there and ask more tough questions? So what is your like stock answer on that when you hear that from fans?
I think it's a long season. So if you go and ask, why does the offense suck? The next time you ask a question, fairly or unfairly, that's going to be in the back of anyone's mind.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the guy who came in and said, Kenny Pickett's getting the hell beat out of him.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Whatever happened to that guy?
He hasn't.
Tank.
So apparently he hasn't been banned from coming, but he just realizes he's not going to get anything from the head coach.
Interesting.
So he doesn't come.
I've noticed.
He made his one shot count.
By the way, like as a side, but on this same like conversation, I feel like a lot of people who I would expect to either be at Tomlin press conferences or ask questions at Tomlin press conferences aren't there anymore. I feel like Kabali hasn't asked a question to Tomlin since Halloween.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas de DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3 hasta agotar existencia. Selección varía por lugar.
Yeah, because Mark's always there for coordinators, and he may be right.
You know? Like, what happened to the TV people? Remember, Jory Rand used to get in there and really ruffle some feathers with Tomlin.
I think the 27 Yankees for Tomlin was David Todd, Jory Rand, David Klinger, or Jacob Klinger. I'm sorry, I even fell victim to your
game. I'd throw Aditi in there, too.
Shumway would show up.
But, I mean, when...
Yeah, you're right. The news... TV station people don't show up anymore.
I always thought he had more respect for the news people. Like when Shumway would occasionally ask a newsy question, I felt like Mike was almost like, oh, you're a news guy.
Well, and you guys know, I mean, people may not realize this, but the PR staff kind of has a run through with Tom. Like, here's some of the things you're going
to
be at.
Here's what's out there.
That's actually an interesting thing to bring
up.
Here's
what's out there in the media. Here's what people are tweeting.
So Tomlin gets a heads up from them before every press conference.
He's a briefing, yeah. Like a one-shooter.
Not from Donnie, but from somebody else. He gets a debrief of, here are the things, here are the topics. Here's what you're probably going to be asked. And, if Shumway or somebody else were to come, then they would probably know, okay, this happened in the news. You're going to be asked about it, and then he'll
You know what I would have liked in a very slick, sly way to ask him about today if I were there and I was just like, said, screw it. And I would have prefaced the question this way to really mess with him. I would have said, hey, Mike, since you seem to want to talk about other teams, players, and moves, like when you commented on Joe Flacco getting traded to the Bengals, I'm just curious, what do you think of the season George Pickens is having in Vegas and in Dallas so far this year?
No comment would have been pretty quick coming
back. I don't know about that.
Yeah. And I will tell you,
I don't know about that, Chris. I think he might have said, I don't think he would have said, like, we screwed the pooch here, we made a bad trade.
I think the answer could have been first word blank, second word you, third word pony.
No, I don't think he can't do that.
No, he can't say that.
But to me, in
my opinion, if he got asked a question like that, he can't come off as hostile about it, I don't think, because I think that's going to make him look bad on that deal. I think he's got to have some kind of like deference to, I think he's got to give Pickens credit for having a good season somewhere else. I do. What do you think, Jeff? I think he'd have to acknowledge it. I don't think he'd go on and on about it, but I think he would just say, look, we're worried about our own players, but we acknowledge George is having a good season with Dallas. Period.
Yeah, maybe something like we wish George all the best, or hey, good for him. It would be something short, curt, and that I'm not going to expound on. And I will tell you guys this. I'll listen back to Tomlin and I'll be like, I should have asked something this way, or think about what I could have asked in a scenario. There isn't one that goes by where I don't think about something I could have, should have, or that something was asked in a way that prevented us from following up because of the way the question was asked.
Who's Mike's all-time press conference nemesis? If who is the New England Patriots with Brady and Belichick?
Aditi.
You really think so?
Man, is that because he felt like he could just squash the David Todd time management stuff?
I thought it was Jory.
Oh, Jory.
Man, listen, it's not like she's in a room by herself. Jory would be in that room. Todd, sometimes Benz, but I think in a way.
I think he respects Benz.
He does respect
I think Benz. Because Benz's questions.
Because Benz is there all the time.
Are very thoughtful, too. They're challenging sometimes, but I think Tim puts a lot of thought into them.
Jory was
openly trying to antagonize, which I almost respected.
He will look in the room and kind of, I don't know if he's taken attendance, but I think he knows who's there on a daily basis.
I think he respects this guy over here because he's been in post-game pressers and Tomlin will give him real answers. When Pony does his like one or two games, one game a year where he'll travel to the game, I've heard Mike give him real answers. Maybe not the most expansive, but they're real.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora a solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.